You were listening to The Peaceful Planet, synthesized from spirit through the mediumship of Robert Murray. Listen in to The Peaceful Planet every Saturday at 12 noon Central to music from the angelic realms, including inspired songs from John Lennon, George Harrison, and Michael and the Band. This is show host Marcia McMahon inviting you to join us as we share messages from the Ascended Masters and the Archangels as we bring you into a higher vibration of love and peace for the planet. Hear my weekly interviews with cutting-edge world teachers and musical talent.
Do you like music, angels, and channeling? Are you spiritual, a psychic, or a healer? We are one on the Peaceful Planet show at www.bbsradio.com every Saturday at 12 noon Central Time.
Welcome, everyone, to the Peaceful Planet Show. We have a very special guest with us that we're going to be speaking with this afternoon. Our special guest is Barry Eaton from RadioOutThere.com, and the website is www.RadioOutThere.com, all three words spelled out, RadioOutThere. And Barry comes to us from Australia, and this is a pre-recorded show, so you won't be able to call in for any readings today, but we're very honored to have Barry with us, and we're going to be discussing Barry's bio and as well a lot about his trip to Brazil, where he had these amazing experiences with John of God, who is a renowned very well-known healer throughout the world, and people seek him from all over. So good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. Barry, nice to have you on the show.
Hi, Marcia. It's great to be there. Well, it's very early morning here in Australia as we speak, but I guess it doesn't matter what time, does it?
No, we're on Spirit's time here, so, you know, we're in the time zone that we're in, and wherever our listeners are, we're broadcasting all over the world, and it's such an honor to have you on the show. I've been on Barry's show a number of times, and for those of you that don't know much about Barry, I'd like to introduce his fine work to you by reading his bio, and I'll tell you a little bit about my personal experience with Barry on the show. Barry found me a few years back when I was writing my first book with Princess Diana, and then he brought me on air on Radio Out There, and Barry's work is really, really renowned throughout the world, and he's had probably every psychic medium that has a reputation here in the States on the show, as well as people from Australia, and I know he is affiliated with Nexus Magazine. And you also do another broadcast on the internet, but the one that you do broadcast in Australia does go out on a regular station, does it not, Barry?
No, it used to, Marcia. I just concentrate on the internet these days.
Oh, you do. Okay, fine. Well, I have quite an extensive background in TV and radio and journalism, so may I go ahead and read parts of your bio, so the listeners get an idea of your vast experience before we begin.
Yeah,
okay, wonderful. So, a little bit about Barry for those of you that don't know his work. Barry has wide international experience in all areas of the media and entertainment industries. He is best known as a radio and TV presenter, having spent many years with Australian Broadcasting Corporation and various commercial radio and TV stations. Initially trained as an actor at the Independent Theater in North Sydney, he has combined his broadcasting and TV career with occasional roles in TV, film, and theater. His most recent theatrical venture was as executive producer of PAN, pre-production at the Capitol Theater in Sydney. Wow. Theater. Most recent experience was in Agatha Christie's The Hollow in 2006. Another wow. Other productions include The Importance of Being Earnest, The Investigation, Nazi Doctor, Doctor in the House, The Visit, One Way Pendulum, and Robin Hood. With film, he was working on King Solomon's Mines and Children of the Revolution, Kathy's Child, F.J. Holden, and Storm Boy, etc. On TV, he was affiliated with The Anzac Story, Rafferty's Rules, Restless Years, Hunter, Greg Gaynor, Wildlife Series, as narrator, McLeod's Daughters, Mike Willanese, Australians, and Thereby Hangs a Tale, a 10-week TV series for children. And Barry has recently been involved with script writing and journalism. During 2006, he worked on the Anzac International Military Tattoo as live co-narrator at the Superdome and also scriptwriter. Similar roles for the Perth production in 2007. Barry has co-scripted two screenplays, one of which is direct action currently in development. My, oh my, Barry, you are a busy person. I didn't realize you had such extensive experience with the theater. That's really neat.
Well, when you read it all back, I'm starting to think, heavens, have I done all that?
Yeah, I know. Kind of makes you feel old, doesn't it?
I was about to say, I must be about 104 if I've done all that.
I know. I've got the same kind of thing when my bio is listed, too, you know. But, well, that time for you has a way of catching up to you, and your accomplishments are really impressive. With all the theater work that you've done and TV. Apparently you were also on ABC Radio, that is Australian Broadcasting, and you retired from there in 1995. Is that right?
Yeah. I used to work on networks, radio and TV, and on several different stations there, and then virtually started my own business and ran freelance from about the last 12 or 13 years.
Yeah. Which is wonderful because you've been able to explore your primary interest, I think, which is metaphysical, correct?
Yeah, that's right, Marcia. I mean, you reach a certain stage having worked in radio, TV, entertainment, where you sort of look for something else, and that certainly happens. And I guess when you put out for it, as I did, all of a sudden the universe listens and says, okay, all right, well, you want something different? Okay, we'll give it to you. And bang, they take away a whole lot of stuff and then replace it with something else, which is exactly what happened in my life.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that happened because you are a wonderful host, and it's always a pleasure to be on your show. So I hope that we can return the favor to you. And we are so curious to hear. I am curious, and I know our listeners are as well. I've even had a listener write me back today and say, fantastic job. Keep up the good work. I was down and saw John of God. So we're going to get right into this visit that you had in traveling to Brazil. And if you could kind of give us a little bit of background on John of God and how your trip was getting over there and how long it took you to get there. And, you know, just fill us in on the details. I'm really anxious to hear about this.
Yeah, sure. Look, I've been dabbling, I guess, on the edge of the John of God work for quite a few years now. I run a metaphysical group here in Sydney as well, having just reached 8 years of that, running a circle. And a few years ago, a guy came and was a guest on in our circle and told us all about John of God. And I've been fascinated ever since. Then another very good friend of mine went over there last year and spent 6 months with his family living in Brazil and really reported back on radio out there and told us a lot more about it. And I became more and more fascinated and decided to go myself. Now, for those people who don't know anything about John of God, John of God is a medium. And he's in Brazil, at the back of Brasilia, which is the capital, up in the hills behind Brasilia, a little place called Abajania. And it's about an hour and a half to 2 hours drive from Brasilia. And it's a little town which has virtually been taken over by the Casa. It's called the Casa. It's originally owned by Dominacio, who was the lord of the land, I guess, about 300 or 400 years ago. Anyway, it was deeded across to John, or João, as he is also known, medium João, João de Deus, John of God. And now the Casa basically dominates and takes over the whole town. The Casa itself is in a magnificent position. It looks out over hills, and it's just a beautiful position.
I didn't quite catch that. What does it look out over, mountains, or?
Yeah, over hills and mountains, yes, and it's a beautiful, beautiful location.
Oh, good.
People flock there from all over the world because he has a reputation of being able to help people in many, many different ways, physically and spiritually. Now, João, or John of God, doesn't heal people himself. He's very quick to point that out. He is a medium, and he steps aside every day that he is in the Casa, which is 3 days a week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He steps aside out of his body and allows a team of spirit doctors to come and take over his body one by It's free of charge. That's the wonderful thing about it, Marcia. It's absolutely free.
So he's doing all this out of a love offering. You do apparently leave love offering for something, right?
Oh, yeah. Look, it operates on donations, and there are other things that you can purchase there with crystals and many other things.
Oh, how wonderful. So people are crazy about this guy, and I heard in another interview that I did with some very wonderful guests that you might want to think about having on your show, the McComber family, they wrote a book that was channeled through the help of Ruth Montgomery, and she gave some information on this John of God and said that he may develop or be able to develop a cure for cancer. Has he done anything like that yet?
Done a what? I'm sorry, I understand.
A cure. Ruth Montgomery had said in a channeled book a while back with some guests that I was interviewing that this John of God, I take it to be the same individual, would come up with a cure for cancer that would be utilizing the rainforest. So
right.
I just wondered.
Well, I don't know whether he's actually come up with a cure for cancer, but the doctors who work through him, as I said before, he's quick to point out it's not him. He is a medium.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an unconscious medium, so he leaves the body, and the doctors work through him. There's 33 different doctors that work through him. And whether or not they've found a cure, I don't know, but they certainly are able to help people, and many people who have had cancer have been given up by the doctors, but by the time they've had their time at the CASA, they have been cured, shall we say. But not, I've got to say, not every single person that goes there it's cured. Some people leave it too late. Some people sort of wait until the doctors have given up all hope and they say, oh, well, I've got nothing else to lose, so I'll go down there. And sometimes it's too late, but there are many different cures, as you know. Sometimes there's a spiritual cure that will, or a healing, shall we say, more than a cure, a healing that takes place so that when they do pass over, they have at least and that kind of spiritual healing that can help them pass a lot easier.
Absolutely. And, that is true with all gifts of the spirit and mediumship. You can send healing to people, but it's up to them and their subconscious and their higher conscious mind to receive it. And if their karma indicates that it's their time to go, then there's nothing that can be done on that level, no matter how powerful the healing can be. So, point well taken there, Barry, and you explained beautifully. So tell us how your trip was getting over there and locating him and how your experience was as you were seeking some healing, I take it.
Yeah, well, he'd already been over to New Zealand a couple of years ago, and my partner Anne and I went over to New Zealand and had an operation there because you have two different kinds of operations. There's either a physical or an invisible operation. Now, you have to be under 53 years of age to have the physical operations. I'm just a tad older than 53, so thank heavens I missed out on the physical. So I had an operation on my eyes, and I wanted to go back again because of my eyes and another small physical problem that I'd had, which had been triggered from my last visit. And it was about releasing the past, which I've started to do. I've been releasing the past all over my body. I've come up with a huge skin problems from visiting him the first time. I came out with psoriasis.
So tell us a little bit more about that. You mean you were in New Zealand when you saw him the first time, and then you had the skin reaction because you were releasing something from the past?
Yeah, I'd asked to release the past, which is a pretty big thing to do. So you know, I had this skin problem. So I decided to go back again this time. And as I said, this friend of mine was over there and living over there, and he has already started an Australian branch, or say an affiliation of CASA here in Australia. And I'm associated with that. So a group of us decided to go over. A group of us decided to go over in May of this year, and that's the group that I traveled with. There were 9 of us all together who went over from Australia. And the group that we had comprised many different people, some people wanting operations, some people wanting spiritual directions. But it's a long journey from Australia, Marcia, I've got to tell
it
you.
It certainly has.
It took us virtually, well, we flew to Buenos Aires, which was about 14 or 15 hours, and we stopped over there, and then another 5 or 6 hours from Buenos Aires up to Brasilia. So the traveling time as such is quite a long distance.
How much total time did it take from Australia all the way to where you were getting to?
Total traveling time was well over 20 hours.
Wow, yeah. I don't know if I could handle it on a plane that long.
Well, it's not so much being on the plane. It's all the waiting in between, you know, because we had to come back late and have to wait.
And then you get a lot of jet lag with that, too, and sleep gets very disrupted. So that's very difficult to travel like that. I sympathize with that, yeah. So you get there, and then how was it that you came to be in the presence of the CASA, and did you stay there when you were there, and what was the atmosphere like? What are some of the things that were going on when you arrived?
Okay, well, the CASA itself is part of this little town of Abidjania, which is sprung up in support of all the people that go there. And you stay in little places that are called posadas because it is Portuguese. There's only Portuguese spoken there. A posada is a kind of somewhere between a motel and a boarding house, I guess, if you like, where you've got your own motel room, but it's part of a central setup where food is provided. And it's these little posadas are all over the place in Abidjania, and people from the States, from Canada, from Germany, from Australia, from Britain, from all over the world stay in these various posadas. And then, as I said, the CASA operates with Zhao every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So you just go down into the CASA, and there's a couple of different ways that you either line up and go in front of Zhao, because he goes into what's called being in entity. The entity of the doctor comes through him, and people line up for quite a way, and they pass in front of the entity, it's known as. The entity speaks to you. Now, obviously, you know, we don't speak Portuguese, so there has to be translators there.
Mm-hmm.
And the entity then tells you what it is that you need to do. Sometimes it might be an operation. Sometimes you may have to go and just sit in the meditation room and spend quite a long time in meditation, because there's a lot of healing goes on while you're meditating there as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big room where people just sit and meditate for a couple of hours at a time. And that is where the energy comes back. It's called a current room because the current builds up and from all these people meditating, and sends the energy through to John of God and allows him to be able to maintain the presence of the entity or the spirit doctor. So the healing actually takes place while you're sitting in current as well. So there's a team of other doctors, invisible doctors, that are working on you. It's the most amazing thing I've ever known, Marcia. Trying to explain it to people. I was having a game of tennis yesterday, and some people were asking me about it. And I know one of them was a matron at the hospital, and she looked at me as if I was an absolute nutcase. You know,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, for those people that are still bound by the third dimensional reality, they're not going to get this. You know, I do.
They don't want to get it.
Yeah.
They don't want to get it. That's the whole thing. They look at you as if, you know, you're going to some kind of weird faith healer, and, you know, are you really that stupid?
Oh, that's a shame, because, you know, they're missing. It's their loss, not yours. You know, you're thankfully open. But I can relate to what you're saying, because I used to go to a healer here in the States, wonderful, and this was before she knew I was channeling Diana, and she brought through Diana and Mother Mary and a team of doctors, and these teams of doctors were working on me, but Mary and Diana were amongst some of the people that were bringing them to me on the other side. Apparently, Diana traveled with a number of physicians when she works on people and does healing, too. So, you know, there's a variety of ascended masters that also have physicians that travel with them, and I know that to be true. So I experienced something similar. I can relate to it. But, of course, I haven't been down into the, you know, the Brazilian town that you're speaking of. I've been down to South America in Peru, but not where you're speaking of. So it sounds rather exotic. I mean, it does sound like you were on a real adventure, to be sure.
Yeah, it is an adventure, but it's a spiritual adventure. That's the whole
thing.
The little town itself is very basic, and when you're not at the casa, you tend to be resting or meditating or taking life quietly. It's a real retreat. You don't go there for partying or whatever, although we had a lot of fun times because I was traveling with a group, and there were quite a few mad Australians there, so we were doing a lot of laughing. And laughing, to me, is a great healing cure anyway.
So tell me about your experience when you met up with him. Did you wait in line and get a message from Spirit, or how did that work for you, Barry?
Wow, I had so many amazing things happen to me, Marcy, I've got to tell you. The first day that I went in line, I was going back because I'd already had the operation in New Zealand. So I went back in line, and I was also asking permission. Could I do some interviews there? Because you don't just do anything without getting permission. So
oh,
I asked
really?
Permission. Could I have permission to interview people for my radio program?
Oh, wow.
So the entity looked at me and said, go and sit down over there and think about what you want. And I had to sit down just opposite him for half an hour or so with my eyes closed and think about what I wanted. Now, nobody else I know had had that. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. And afterwards I thought, well, am I like a little child being put in the naughty corner? Or am I sort of singled out here or whatever? But
What's going on here?
So I had to sit and think, and I had this wave of emotion that sort of passed right over me, and the tears started pouring down my face, and I had a real emotional release. And
wow.
The healing starts there. That's why I say there are many different kinds of healing. And my healing started there, in that very first day.
A lot of emotions get bottled up, and tears are just a way to release them. So it sounds, I mean, for a full-grown man to cry in public, that's going pretty far. I mean, you know, a lot of guys would not allow that to happen. They'd shut down their male ego would take over, and they just wouldn't do it. So that's quite.
Well, I didn't have any choice.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have a choice. It just happened. But that was just the beginning, Marcia. That was only the first part of it. I had things that went on from there that were absolutely stunning.
Well, do continue with your journey. So what happens next?
Well, then I was told the next day I had to have an operation.
Oh.
So I went and had the operation. And as I said, I'm too old to have the physical, thank heavens. And so I sat there and you sit there in a room with all the other people that are having an operation, and the entity comes in, and you feel things happening inside your body. I felt all these little tweaks and pushes and prods and things like this. I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, hang on, am I imagining this? Is this really happening?
You mean you were feeling little pinches and little sensations physically?
Yep, in behind my eye, in various
parts of my
body. So were they
doing a type of psychic surgery, do you think?
Exactly. That's exactly it. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, come on, Barry, you're imagining this. And obviously they tuned into me because all of a sudden I had this large, sharp jab in my right side. There's somebody shoved a needle in there. We're going to let you know that we're really here. You know?
Oh, that's hilarious. They have a good sense of humor, don't they?
Oh, yeah, great.
Anyway, you're sitting there in a room, and everybody else is having psychic surgery with you, too.
That's right, yeah.
So do we have a bunch of people going, ouch, or are you doing anything?
Well, the rest of them are all out there meditating, of course, and giving us energy.
Yeah, so they're all in it. It's sort of like the altered state.
Yeah,
so you were in an altered state, but you're feeling it. You're feeling something change. May I ask? Hello, are you there?
I'm still here.
Oh, good. Sorry. I don't know what happened there. Just a sort of a click all of a sudden, and I'm glad we didn't lose the connection. Okay, so you're sitting there having psychic surgery. Do you know what they're operating on? Were you told?
Well, you actually go in with a little list of what you would like done. I mean, it's not just, here I am, operate on me. You have to go in with a clear intention of what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm.
They can do up to 9 different procedures at the one time on you. So there's a couple of different things that I was asking for. Obviously, I was asking for a cleansing of my skin. And a healing of everything that I've been going through for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a couple of other little bits and pieces that I needed looking after as well.
Well, I think, you know, as we get older, we do develop things that need straightening out. And in order to keep our optimum health, these things are good for you. I mean, did you find that you had some of your symptoms clear up after the treatment? Or tell us about the results. I mean, I'm interested to know.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, the operation I had on my eyes, I was born with an astigmatism in my left eye, and my eyes now are pretty gun barrel straight. Yeah. The first thing my partner noticed when I came home was, as I was walking out of customs and down towards her, the first thing she noticed were my eyes, how they changed tremendously. So that was one thing. As for my skin condition, it's pretty well cleared up now. I spent 2 pretty miserable years, so that's pretty well cleared up. And some of the other little bits and pieces are still working on me, shall we say.
Uh-huh, sure.
Because
that is truly remarkable, because I know that my husband has a condition very similar to yours, had surgery to correct his wandering eye, is what they called it. And it didn't quite take. I think he still has it a little bit. I don't think he has it as pronounced as he did when he was growing up. You know, sometimes the surgery, the real surgery that they do, doesn't even work on people, you know. So that's amazing. That's really interesting. I'm so glad that you got some concrete results with that. That's truly interesting.
Well, one of the groups that I was traveling with, he had 2 very unsuccessful operations as a child, and his eyes were really bad.
Oh.
And he ended up having 2 operations. He had a physical operation up on stage in front of everybody, and we have that on DVD. We've got a film of the whole operation where they actually cut into his eye, behind his eye socket, and severed a muscle and did all sorts of things. Quite incredible, the surgery that we saw. And they followed that up a week or so later with an invisible operation. Now, his vision and his eyes have improved remarkably since he came home.
Wow.
And this was after 2 unsuccessful surgeries by medical doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So
the
things you see there, Marcia, are quite amazing. The people you talk to, as you're walking around and communicating with other people, the stories you hear back are just so inspiring. It's wonderful.
It sounds like an altogether uplifting experience.
Phenomenal. I've described it as the most profound experience I've had in my life.
I guess so. And I'm so honored that you could get on the show with us and share this, and that Spirit timed it so that we could interview with you after your experience with visiting John of God. It sounds like it was just in the community there. There was sort of a unity consciousness going on, and that this guy just, has he been doing this all his life, or how did he develop these skills?
Well, it's interesting. He was just an ordinary, ill-educated man who's, obviously, this was his destiny. He's been doing it now for quite some time. He's 67 years of age.
Wow.
And he's been doing it for over 40 years now. And people come from all over the world, you know, not only average people like you and I, but the film stars, pop stars, opera singers, politicians, religious leaders, and doctors. Doctors come from all over the world to see what's going on there. Mm-hmm. And they leave, and they leave and take this information back. The word is spreading, Marcia, that, that this place has miracles happening.
That is so marvelous. And to think that this humble man is doing this work for everyone for no real salary at all, except the love offering, except the offering, which obviously he's got a booming business. People are just finding out about it through word of mouth. But what a wonderful testament to the truth of mediumship, too.
Sure. He's been given a lot of rewards. The over the years, the entities have led him to purchase land, which is one of them ended up with an emerald mine on it. So he's quite a wealthy man himself now.
He's quite wealthy.
He hasn't got it directly. He's got it indirectly. And I guess that's a wonderful example, because it's not everything that you do that you suddenly get a paycheck in return. Rewards come in many other ways. I think that's the inspiration there.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So you're saying that he doesn't directly own the land that he's working on, but it's owned by a trust or something to that effect, or is there a group of people that are supporting him?
Well, there's a group of people from all over the world that come there as volunteers.
Who
just give their time. People come from many different countries and spend months just living in Abidjania and going to the Casa every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, doing everything from chopping up vegetables to, because at the end of the morning session, everybody gets a bowl of soup given to them, free of charge. A big bowl of vegetable soup. Now, for some people, some of the local peasants in Brazil who manage to find their way there, sometimes that's the only food they have all day. They literally are peasants. They literally have nothing.
Yeah.
And they get there, and all they have is a bowl of soup. Now, there are people going along there as volunteers, chopping up the vegetables, making the soup, serving the soup, cleaning the place, doing all sorts of things. So there's
what a wonderful
people,
community
people
and service
giving back
to mankind.
Yeah.
That is marvelous. It sounds like you just had the most uplifting experience, and I'm so delighted that you could share this with us. and we're back. You were listening to Passing Through Botswana, which is music synthesized from spirit through the mediumship of Robert Murray, and you can hear more on Bob Murray's fine music at www.thestarstillshine.com. And I want to encourage all of our listeners to also visit my website at www.DianaSpeaksToTheWorld.com. And I'd like you to also log in, if you're listening today, to Barry's website. It's posted on the show page of The Peaceful Planet at www.RadioOutThere.com. He is the host for that show in Australia. And we're resuming our talk here with Barry, who was telling us about his visit with John of God over in Brazil and some of the most amazing miracles that had happened. So that was really, really interesting, Barry. So you got these healings, and what about some of the travelers in your group? Did they find similar experience?
They did, Marcy, yes. Everybody had an experience. Everybody had an operation. Some people had more than one operation.
I thought at the beginning you told me something about you had to be under 53 to get an operation. Are you saying a physical versus a spiritual operation? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly it. To have a physical operation, you must be under 53 years of age.
I see. So when they say physical, what exactly goes on with those?
As it sounds, a physical. As I explained, Richard, one of our group, had sort of a knife inserted in his eye socket, and a scraping of his eye, and a muscle, he felt a muscle being severed. The thing is that people have these physical operations where a scalpel might be used, a pair of forceps, all sorts of things, up on stage in front of everybody. It's not just in a little room where nobody's, oh yeah, yeah, well, you're waiting. All of a sudden, out comes Zhao and two or three people having a physical operation, and everybody in line waiting to go in front of the enemy watches the physical operation. So nothing is held back. It's not secret. It's not sort of in a back room.
So the patient is perfectly alert and not in a trance state while they're having an operation, or do they put them in a light trance to ease the pain, or what?
This is something we can't explain. He tends to put his hand over people's forehead and they go into a trance state. That's a good way of describing it. They go into, one person I know said he felt it was like dropping into a vortex. And they feel nothing. One of our other group had a large incision in his chest. And once again, we have this on film. And the chest opened up, a spurt of blood came out, and they worked on it. It was then stitched up. He had one stitch put across it. It was an incision that was probably a couple of inches long. Over the next couple of weeks, we watched that incision heal so that by the time we left, about 2 weeks later, by the time we left, it had healed to the extent that we could hardly even see the scar. That's the amazing thing.
Now, are you saying that John of God is the person using the scalpel or the instrument?
Yes, that's right.
I see. So he's being guided by his guides and physicians, master physicians in spirit, then?
Well, yes, it's John of God's body, but the spirit guide, the spirit doctor, at least, was working through him. So, and the people who are working in the country get to know the doctors themselves. Each one of them has a different technique. Not every single one of them operates. There's a couple of them that tend to do most of the physical operations particularly.
That's amazing. I would like to see that DVD. That sounds really, really interesting. Oh, boy.
Well, okay.
So that's one of the projects that you're working on now, I presume.
No, not really. Every week they film all of the physical operations, and you can just buy the DVD of the week at the counselor itself.
Oh, you can. I see. Okay, so they have it on his website then.
I had a busy day.
I didn't have a chance to visit the website, but I think it's www.johnofgod, correct?
Yeah, it's just johnofgod.com.
johnofgod.com. To all of our listeners that want to find out more about this marvelous work that's going on, and apparently on that website, you can purchase the DVDs of the real surgery and the psychic surgery and everything. So they've got it all there. Boy, that is amazing. I got into my study of metaphysics and channeling through an interest in healing in my 20s. And that's what launched my interest in all of this. So isn't it interesting that we always sort of tend to come full circle, you know, with our interests, and we're led into things that we never would have expected just by virtue of being on the spiritual path in one way or another.
That's very true.
So I think that's very commendable, and I am so delighted for you that you had this amazing experience, that your eyes are healed and your skin is healing up, and you've cleared up apparently some of the karma or the emotions related to some of this, because, you know, even the physical doctors will say that there are emotional links to things, although, you know, traditionally they've been slow to admit that too. But that is just so amazing, Gary. I'm so glad that you could share that experience. And, you know, as we are winding down from this interview, I wonder if there are any other projects that you'd like to share with us about yourself or some of the guests that you've interviewed recently on Radio Out There, or anything at all that you'd like to mention.
Well, if people want to hear and meet some of the people that I met at the CASA, on my website of radiooutthere.com, you can go straight in and listen, because it's a weekly, it's a program that you can listen to, and it changes every week. And if you go back into the archives over the last few programs, then I did four specials on John of God, where a lot of the people I traveled with, I got their story, and at the beginning and at the end, and I followed their journey. And funny thing, I was also interviewed for the first time on my radio program last week, which is an experience for me, Marcia. I mean, I've done, over my career, I've done thousands, literally thousands of interviews. But to be interviewed is very, very different, as you probably know.
Oh, it is, isn't it? It's really unique, because I'm really honored to have you on as a guest, because you are so renowned. And by the way, I have two friends in spirit that are waiting to say hello. One is John Lennon and one is Princess Diana, and she's sending all her love on to you, Barry. So
great.
We have people standing in spirit with the work that I do, and I've had the honor of appearing on your show many times. But, you know, it is really important when you have something so important to share. And it's I think, easier to have someone else interview than to just talk about your experience for an hour without someone, you know, really asking the questions. So this was fascinating, and we went places in this interview that I guess weren't covered in the other interview I heard that you sent to me. So I hope you will feel free to recycle it, post it on the website of your website if you'd like to. Because I'm certainly going to post yours up on our website. Certainly valuable information for everyone. And so many of us are opening up to these kinds of healing gifts and everything. I know in this last year I've opened up to using my healing gifts in some of my readings. So you never know how spirit's going to inspire your life or change things for you. And I'm so glad that we finally had a chance to put you on.
Ah, that's really true. That's my pleasure. Now, well, so many great things happened there too. I was asked to bring back a couple of crystals, particular crystals the entity said that I needed for my own spiritual development. And I was asked to bring back a male and a female crystal, which I meditate with and do my spiritual advancement work, and I connect through the entities, and I'm able to do healing with these crystals. Now, the interesting thing is that nobody is allowed to see or touch them except me. And I work with these crystals, meditate most days with them, and I'm able to do incredible things, send out healing, and, amazing things.
I have to share this with you, because all day long I was sending you healing, and all throughout this interview, I've had the most amazing presence with me. And I'm not sure who these entities are, but my room is filled with them. Besides
right.
Princess Di and John Lennon, the ones that are normally standing by in the upstairs studio. You know, so, I mean, you're bringing some fantastic energy here. I'm really feeling it, and I felt it all throughout the entire show, and probably as our listeners are tuning into your vibration as well, the energy is being sent out to them.
It's being sent out. Well, this is it. The healing that I do, I send out, yeah.
Yes, I'm really picking that up. It's being amplified almost, and it's just the most wonderful heavenly energy. I hope my listeners will write me on this and let me know what they felt as they were listening to this wonderful interview with Barry. I want to give out my email here. If you have a question for a reading or you'd like to comment on this week's show, send me an email at marciati2002@yahoo.com. That's Marcia Di, as in Diana, 2002@yahoo.com. And we thank our listeners for listening today, and I thank you personally. It was really an honor to have you on the show, Barry. And I hope we stay in contact for future interviews.
Certainly will, yeah. You must come on my show again soon.
I would love to, and I'd love to have you on again, and you give us more details about your spiritual journeys, quests, vision quests, and wherever you go throughout the world and all the work you're doing. It's great. And we are going to close out, and we're going to listen to Holy Grail Divine by Richard Schulman in honor of the Divine Feminine and the healing work that is going on for the whole planet. May there be peace on Earth. May it begin with me. Let's make it a peaceful planet. Thank you for joining us today.